There. Your oil's all changed now, dude. I told you it would take no time at all. And you were going to go in and waste money to have someone else do it for you. Oh, no way. You are not giving me any money for that. You picked the oil. So there was no cost on my part. Besides, what kind of friend would I be if I charged you for something that's so easy for me to do, that I really enjoy doing? But hey, if you did feel like you owed me something, you could always take me out to that Chinese place tonight. Yeah, I've been in the mood for some General Tso's chicken and some lo mein. Oh yeah, I forgot that tonight is that frat thing for you. It seems like that's taking up an awful lot of your time lately. No, it's cool. I know it's what you want, and that you've made a lot of new friends since you joined. Just don't forget your oldest friend, though, okay? So, what are you guys doing tonight? Movies? Drinking? You look embarrassed, dude. That could mean only one thing. You guys are going out to a titty bar. I knew it. Oh, I guess it's a good thing I'm not charging you for the oil change. Because knowing you're going to spend a lot of money tonight. Get those singles ready. Oh, last time you went, you got a little drunk and spent way too much money, remember? I had to spot you some cash until your next financial aid check came in. You know, you should just skip that thing tonight. Yeah, just tell me you have to study. You don't need to lose so much money again. If you go out for Chinese or even pick up some beer and watch movies tonight, you'd be a ton of cash ahead. I can see you're tempted. I know that as much as you like the fraternity, your frat brothers can get on your nerves. I think you need a break from them. And you definitely don't need to be blowing all that money. Ah, but you are a guy. I suppose the idea of seeing all those naked girls tonight is going to be hard to pass up. That, and of course, the lap dances. You must have paid for a ton last time to have gone through that much money. Well, if that's the way it's going to be, then I guess I'm going to have to come through for you again, like I did with the oil change. You know what I mean. What kind of a friend would I be if I let you pay for a service that I am fully capable of providing on my own for free? I know it sometimes slips your mind, but I am a girl, too. Don't let the pixie cut fool you. Yes, I am completely serious. You act like it's such a big deal if I do a little striptease for you. A grind in your lap for a bit. Do you think that's any harder than crawling under your car to change your oil? This may be not as fun for me, but I would end up with a warm feeling once again of helping a friend. Plus, all that Chinese food later on. Look, just humor me. Let me strip for you and give you a lap dance. If it doesn't do anything for you, then you can go out with your frat brothers and spend a buttload of money. But you lose nothing by letting me try, right? Aw, it's not like it's gonna screw up things between us as friends. Our friendship is stronger than that. Maybe it'll be weird. Or maybe my body ends up not doing anything for you. Because we've been too close as friends our entire life. Well, then we give up and you go out with your brothers. So, mister, have a seat on the couch. I'm not leaving until you at least give me a chance to show you what I can do. You know how I can be when I get this way. I'm not going to take no for an answer. So, you might as well just sit there and try to enjoy it. Now, just bear with me. It's not easy to dance sexily, dressed in a wife beater in these baggy shorts and looking like a grease monkey. The dancers downtown have the advantage of sexy outfits and high heels and shitload of makeup. But the beauty of this is that the more naked I get, the less difference me being a tomboy will make. So, if I take off this tank top, it's just a bra beneath. Maybe not something as fancy as what the dancers would wear, but perhaps enough to remind you that I am a girl. Especially if I twirl around a little for you and squeeze them together so they stand out even more. Then, after I pull off these shorts, well, it's just a fairly decent pair of panties underneath. Again, maybe not as daring as what those dancers would wear, but maybe actual underwear is better than some sparkly thong. I don't have all their practice when dancing, but I am plenty athletic. I suspect most guys don't care about artistic ability anyway. Once a girl starts taking her kit off, like I'm doing right now, they stop looking at the entire body and just focus on the chest. But I'm not going to just show them to you right away. I've got to tease you a little bit. Slowly pull the straps of this bra off while clutching it against my chest. Letting you see more and more of my breasts. Oh, except for the part you really want to see. I keep swaying here in front of you, letting the bra slip more and more, until I suddenly turn away from you. Ah! There, fling the bra aside. Then, I look back over my shoulder at you, with what I hope is a seductive, or at least a coquettish, look on my face. So, interested so far? I could turn around so you could, you know, see my tits. Or, if this isn't doing anything for you, I can just grab my stuff and leave. Oh, so you did want to see my tits. I guess I do know a thing or two about being sexy. Well, you're not going to see them right away. I'm going to put my hands over them, like so, as I turn back around. You're barely covering them now, mainly just the nipples. But that just makes you want to see them more, doesn't it? With all this exposed flesh, this side boob. It's easy to forget the short hair of a tomboy and the familiar face of your old friend. I'm more a woman to you right now than I've ever been before. Then, when I peel my hands away so you can see my entire chest, I can feel your eyes burning into me. I'm not any different to you right now than any other sexy dancer. Even the little bit of grease I got on my breast doesn't distract you from staring at them. It doesn't, does it? Nothing could tear your eyes away from my breasts right now. Except if I start to play with my underwear. I can grab the waistband and pull them down a little bit. I can wiggle my tomboy little butt at you. So, then I can slide them down the back, expose just a bit of a crack to your gaze. Even if I slide them off completely, with my back turned to you again, you can't really see anything too naughty. Nothing you wouldn't see in a magazine ad. Then, if I put my hand between my legs and hold it there tightly, I can turn around, and you can see my bare hips. Oh, but not my pussy. Not just yet. You do want to see it, don't you? Tell me now this isn't doing anything for you, and I'll stop. Oh, but you do look so attentive right now. Should I pull my hand away? Do you want to see your best friend's pussy? Well, now you can. I am entirely naked for you now, except for some sweat and a few grease smudges from earlier. And you didn't have to pay anything to see this. Not even a cover charge. And a 2-drink minimum. Oh, I can dance for you a little bit more. Swaying and turning for you. And just for you. Unlike the girls at the club, where your frat brothers and all kinds of other men would be. This is just for you. And remember, I know what you like. So, do you want a lap dance now? A completely free lap dance, I might add. No champagne necessary. I told you I'd give you one, if you didn't object too much. Well, are you going to object? Well, good. Now, sit still and behave yourself. There's no bouncer here, but I can still kick your ass if you break any of the club rules. Except, I'm not going to tell you what the rules are. Yeah, I know. It's not fair. But that's the price you pay for the privilege of your own personal tomboy stripper. I'll kneel over your lap on the couch here. And you can get a real nice close-up view of my tits now. Oh, you can look, sir, but don't touch. I'm the one who initiates all the contact. Like when I lower my bottom into your lap. And then rock myself forward against you a little. Oh, so did you enjoy my little show? You definitely were not that hard before you sat down. I would have noticed. But rubbing my little pussy against the front of your pants, I definitely notice now. Who would have thought a tomboy like me could do that to someone like you? But I can tease you just as well as the girls down at the club. I can rub my body against yours, like this, and get you more and more excited, even though you'll never get a chance to consummate your lust. But what kind of a friend would I be if I left you high and dry like that, if I don't do anything other than tease you? Then what's to keep you from going out to the club later to get some more teasing? I'll have to offer you some release, won't I? Well, at least if you want it. I could do something for you that the dancers would never do. At least I don't think they would. Well, at least not for a whole lot of money. But I'd do it for free. Maybe a hand job? Oh, my hands aren't as silky smooth as theirs would be. But I'm sure you'll still like it. Or maybe a blowjob? I think my mouth would be every bit as good as theirs. Maybe even better. Since I'd be inspired by friendship rather than money. But we both know what the ultimate prize would be, don't we? Hand jobs and blowjobs are nice. But they can never replace what? Having your cock inside a pussy. Can they? Yeah, I'd let you fuck me if you want to. I wasn't planning on it. But you do need a girlfriend. Or at least a girlfriend for the day. And no offense, but I don't see too many girls lining up for the job. All I've done so far is make you hornier, which makes it even more likely that you'll throw your money away on the dancers. So once again, it falls on your best friend to save the day. No, no, no. I told you, no touching. Keep those hands to the side. Sit on them if you have to. Here, I'll even undo your belt and unzip your pants. Take it out of your pants for you. You just sit back and enjoy the show and the ride. Oh, I did get you excited, didn't I? Just look at this thing. I definitely couldn't leave you in that kind of condition. Not when it was my dancing or my body that did that to you. So it's going to have to be my body that cures it for you. Now, I'm going to stand up and turn around, facing away from you. And then, I'm going to slowly sit down in your lap again. And you won't be able to see my dear little face when we do that. And when your cock slides into me, I don't think you'll mind too much. Now, hold still as I lower my bottom back towards you. There's still no touching me, so I'll grab your cock and hold it in place while I get closer. Do you feel that? That's my tomboy pussy that your hard cock is pressed up against. There's no way you're getting that at the club. And now, if I lower myself just a little, it starts to go in. Can you feel it? The way my pussy slowly sinks around your cock. Slowly. Opening up for you. Until I'm sitting in your lap. Oh, God. With your cock completely inside me. Balls deep. I'll begin the dance again. Grinding myself into your lap. But this time, your cock is inside of me. And as I move back and forth, and side to side on you, your cock moves inside me. I can even move up and down a little as I do this for you. For my best friend. If I twist a little, I can gaze back at you. Oh, you should see your face. You can't believe we're actually fucking, can you? Or that this little tomboy can be this good at sex. But still a girl. Even if I wear more grease than makeup and more jeans and dresses, I can still fuck as good as any girly girl. Possibly even better. I suppose if you really want, you can put your hands on me now. The dancers wouldn't let you do that. But then again, they wouldn't let you go all the way with them either. But they're motivated by money. I'm motivated by, well, let's call it friendship for now. You're my friend, and I'd do anything for you. Even this, especially this. Here, hold on to my tits from behind like that. Oh, yeah. As I bounce harder and harder on your cock, this is your chance to explore my body. So don't let it go to waste. Don't let any moment of this go to waste. Because you never know. It may never happen again. I'm just doing you a favor, right? Like changing your oil. This is just like another kind of maintenance and performing for you. Like rotating your tires. Now, I want you to drain yourself into me, just like I drain the oil from your car. Give me all of your lust and passion. Yes, and come. Give it all to your best friend, like you've shared everything else. Yes, empty your need, yeah, for those dancers or for any other girls into my body. Yes, that's it. Oh, come for me. Come inside this tight tomboy pussy. Yes, and I'll come all around your hard cock. We'll come together for each other. Yeah. Ah, yes. Oh, that was much more fun in the club, wasn't it? And a whole lot less expensive. Now that you're free for the evening, let's go out for that Chinese food. I really worked up an appetite. Yeah, and the next time you get some crazy idea about paying for an oil change or for a lap dance from some strange girl, just come to me instead. What's the use of having a tomboy as your best friend if you can't take advantage of her talents? Just don't get any strange ideas about the two of us, okay? This is only until you get a girlfriend. Of course, no, if you don't manage to find one anytime soon. I guess that's just one more thing I have to do for you.